you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Monday, everyone. We are switching everything all the way up today. I'm Erin Lim in for Carissa. Scott Tweedy is in for Justin, and Nina Parker is in for Morgan. So we're gonna get wild since everyone's out. Okay.
We're all right, feelings. Let's
get subs.
All right. Well, we're gonna get this party started with a moment in Hollywood history we will never forget. Tom Cruise jumping on Oprah's couch. It's been 15 years since this happened.
So this is interesting, Tom. We've never seen you behave this way before.
I know.
Have you ever felt this way before? You're gone. You are gone.
If you have the chance, people watching, and you haven't seen the full episode, please go watch it. It is wild. Did that moment change how you guys viewed Tom Cruise?
This was the moment.
I was surprised that people were so, remember how it was controversial back then? Like, people were like, is his career over? Like, people were really upset in the climate we're in now. We're like, you know what? I wish people would jump on the couch. That would make things a lot better. I'm wishing for those days again.
Absolutely.
He was bouncing off the walls.
I fell in love with Tom Cruise from this moment. I know a lot of people are saying crazy Tom Cruise. I was like, this is a passionate Tom Cruise. The more of this stuff, we see so many normal people acting normal. So when people go like this, it makes us all go, what is going on? Where is he at with his life? There's two things I want from Tom Cruise now that I think I'll never, ever get. And I want a sit-down, tell-all interview with Nicole Kidman and Katie Holmes at the same time. It would be incredible. And I want Tom Cruise to get punked once, which I think will never happen. But can you imagine? It'd be incredible.
Oh my gosh. Would he be jumping on the couch like that? I do not know.
Scott has a wish list for Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Oh, it'd be so interesting. Good TV.
I don't think it's such that big of a deal. I felt like they were so in love at that moment, you know, and who would know that they'd end up in this place, but... You know, I thought it was, I want a man to jump on the couch. If your love ain't hitting like that, don't love me.
All I really wanted to know is what did he have to drink before that moment? Because it was something that gave him some wings.
It's what we drink on a Monday, Erin, inside a coffee mug. Nobody knows.
Cheers.
They can't tell what
guys.
He's like here.
Cheers.
All right, here's another fun story. Grimes is selling a piece of her soul for $10 million. Yeah, her soul, I said. Elon Musk's baby mama tells Bloomberg you get that part of her soul when you buy one of the pieces of art she's selling at an upcoming online exhibition. All right, is someone going to pay $10 million for this?
I think the price is just about right, because if you remember, Tom Brady has just sold his entire soul for $50 million to the Bucks. So,
For Grimes,
$10 million, you want at least 20% of her soul, but 30%, that's a bargain.
This is what rich people do. They sit around and think of crazy stuff that makes absolutely no sense that they think is like fake deep. This is the most fake deep thing I've ever heard of. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to create some art and tell people they get a piece of my soul. Girl, if you don't put that money to charity and get out my face...
It's very on brand for Grimes right now as well. She's like, I probably won't get the money, but I might. She's trying to do that whole negative thinking to people out there. Like, no one's going to buy it for $10 million. Almost
it's
challenging rich people to
it's
buy
like,
it.
No.
You know what? If no one buys it, I think Elon Musk is probably just going to Venmo her a cool 10 mil and be like, here, baby, give me all that soul.
Elon Musk already owns that soul, baby girl. So, listen.
All right. We are going to leave that there, but we are going to get into some pop of love. Nina Dobrev and Shaun White, they are Instagram official, finally. They both confirmed their relationship by posting Nina giving Shaun a quarantine haircut. What do you think of them as a couple?
If you can find a woman right now in this environment that can give you a haircut like that, it's a keeper.
I think that they've been together for a lot longer than, you know, they've put out there. They've been linked together since maybe top of the year. They spent New Year's together. So good for them for finally being out in the open and just giving us all what we wanted.
She's been doing these little cryptic posts here and there on her Instagram. She did one where she was telling people to wash her hands, and it was actually his arms that were instructing it. So it was Nina here, Shaun's arms, and I knew it because I'm like, she's got very hairy arms. I was like, what's going on here? And then I was like, Shaun White.
You felt
100%
that.
Shaun White.
Good research, Scott.
I got my eye on the prize.
All right, you guys. Here's a good one for you. A 23-year-old woman was blanking on her boyfriend's exact birthday, so she took a look at his ID to confirm. What she got was a huge surprise. Turns out the guy was 10 years older than he told her. He's 45 instead of 35.
Oh, no.
What would you do?
I wouldn't care about the age difference. Like, obviously, like, I wouldn't care if someone was 35 or 45, but I would care that they lied to me about it. Like, and I get, like, some people are weird about their age, but you got to tell your partner how old you are. Like, that is a weird thing to me to hide from someone.
And I've got to back you up 110%. There's so many Hollywood couples out there that are proven, you know, Jay-Z, Beyonce, Blake and Ryan Reynolds. There's like 10 to 12 years gap there. The age difference is fine, but why did this guy just not tell her?
Don't you think you'd be able to tell if someone was 35 versus 45?
Well, that's what I want to ask you guys. Can you tell with a male that's 45 to a male that's 35?
I'm gonna tell y'all right now, I'm going to look like this until I'm 85, okay? Because black don't cut. So if this question is for me, baby.
I get this, you guys. A woman had been dating a guy for 10 days when he suddenly proposed. She said yes, and they've been together for 15 years. Mm. This is not for me. I'm just going to say from the top, like, would you marry someone after 10 days?
It's not for me. It's not for me because I'm too much of an investigator. Like, I need to know a lot about you, your family, what runs in your family. Do you have bad credit? I need to know a lot of these questions, but I will say that I do believe like anybody's life can change at any moment. Like I'm a huge believer of like, you could walk out the door and anything can happen and your life can be different. So I'm a huge like romantic in that way. And I feel like this could be right for certain people. It's not right for me, but I see the logic with it. And you know, sometimes people invest years into relationships and they end up nowhere or end in divorce anyway. So why not take a chance?
And the only place this is acceptable is Vegas. We all know that. You can't do this anywhere else. For me personally, it takes myself 10 days to clean my apartment at the moment, so I don't think I could jump into a marriage after 10 days. It just wouldn't be fair to the woman.
Yeah, I've watched enough true crime. I don't know if you guys have listened to the podcast Dirty John or watched the show adaptation Dirty John. The guy was trying to marry her quick for a specific reason,
true,
to bamboozle her. But, you know, we have seen celebrity relationships like Nick Jonas and Priyanka Chopra. They were together 2 months and then they got engaged. And Ari and Pete Davidson, they were together for a couple of weeks. But even that, you know, even though that's so sudden, that's still like a couple
Hollywood
weeks, a couple months of investigating.
Hollywood romances are totally different, and that's a completely different genre and rules to the game. But for normal people like us, you know, you need at least 6 months, I'm going to say. That's the minimum.
Minimum.
Okay, got it. All right, well, speaking of normal people, a lot of normal people have been going on Zoom dates. I cannot wait to talk about this. A body language expert is sharing 5 ways you can tell if your date is into you over Zoom. They include blinking fast, blushing, nonstop smiling, dilated pupils, and or their eyebrows are slightly raised. Do you guys agree with this? I haven't been on any Zoom dates. I'm in a relationship, so let me know,
I'm going to tap Zoomers. Out as well. I haven't been on any Zoom dates, but I know somebody might have been on a Zoom date. Nina,
do you
firstly, have you been on any? And what are they like?
You know,
what
is it like dating? I am newly single, So it's a weird time to be newly single during like this quarantine era. So it's like a learning curve for me. But I have gone on a couple of Zoom dates or FaceTime dates during the quarantine. But I'm not a big fan of them because I'm more though. I'm like, I like to talk to you for, yeah, get to know each other for a couple weeks. Then I need to see you. Like, let's go get a drink. Let's be out and about. Let's see how you treat a waiter or a waitress. Like, I need to be able to interact in that type of environment. I feel like that's how I thrive. So I'm not a big fan of being a pen pal.
But as an introduction right now, and there's the right guy, he slid into your DMs, and you're like, you know what? I could have a virtual drink with you. Would you do it right now?
Sure. Like, I'd be open to it, but it's very casual. Also, mm-hmm. like, I'm doing my best to preserve my energy during quarantine, and I feel like I'm being selfish with my time right now. Like, my time is my own. I'm working during quarantine. I still have to keep up with my friends and family. So it's very light because I don't want anybody to have any expectation that I need to get back to them right away. So, you know, if we could have it very cool and light, sure, I'd be down.
Are you going back in your head thinking if they were blinking fast or raising their eyebrows or if their pupils were dilated?
It sounds like somebody had a nervous tic. I don't know if that's interest. It sounds like a medical condition.
I can tell you, when I was single, my friends told me advice once. He's like, if you're ever out at a bar, don't hold your drink like this. It's bad body language. You should hold it, always have your body open. And I was like, yeah, I don't know if that's true. Right or wrong, but I could never unhear that. So every time I'm out now, I'm assessing people and going, oh, gotta put my drink here. Like, So I can't unhear those. So I bet you, Nina, if you go on a date, you're gonna be watching the blink count.
Wow. All right. Well, everyone, good luck with your Zoom dates. All right. Up next, can cursing help you with pain? Yeah. Plus, Kendall, L, Tyra, we break it down. Who wore it better? Next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This, you guys, new research discovered that saying the F word might be a fast fix for pain. According to a study, saying the F word gave people a 33% increase in pain tolerance. Do you agree with this? Does swearing help pain? Because I'm convinced it definitely helps for me in every way.
No.
Yeah, it does.
So that's a yes, you agree.
Nina, we're gonna wash your mouth out, young lady.
Good morning, everyone.
I mean, what is going on this Monday morning? Do you swear a lot, Nina?
You guys.
I do, you guys. I actually feel like I have a problem. I feel like especially, I've always had like a little bit of a potty mouth with my friends, not professionally, but lately with quarantine, it's just been an F-bomb here. It's been crazy, but mm-hmm. I feel good doing it. So this study makes me feel better. I'm just gonna do it a whole lot more.
We've been trying to find a replacement word for the F-word for years. We tried crikey, struth, what was another one we used? Bugger. Nothing
I like
packs
crikey.
A punch. But nothing packs a punch like saying that F word, it really proves a point to people.
You guys, it also will boost your endurance saying it. It triggers an emotional response. So quite frankly, it has a lot of good perks to saying the words, the four-letter words. I tried to stop maybe last year. I tried to reduce my bad language, and I just couldn't do it, and I wasn't feeling satisfied. And I think I was getting more angry that I was trying to bridle that energy. But for you guys, is it a turn on or turn off when people of the opposite sex have a bad mouth?
It's a passionate word. I think the versatility of the F word's amazing because it can mean pain, it can mean pleasure, it can mean love, it can mean hate,
Scott.
It can mean so many different things. So I find it a turn on when it's used right.
That's what I think. Some people, have you guys been around those people who just know how to curse in such an eloquent way where uh-huh. you're like, man, I could never sound that cool doing it, but they sound so good. That's a turn on to me. If they know how to use it in the just the right placement, it's a turn on. But I don't want to hear it every other word, but I do think it can be sexy given the right place.
It's like when a French person swears. Like, I don't find their accent that attractive, but when they swear, it's like, ooh, oui. yourself.
You guys, my boyfriend, oh my gosh.
I hope my mom's not watching this episode. I am so sorry, mom. I do apologize.
Our editors are going to be so mad at us, but can't help it.
Yeah. I have a mouth of a sailor, but my boyfriend does not swear, and he makes a conscious effort to not say swear words. And occasionally a four-letter word will slip out, and I'd get like a little excited. Like, oh my gosh, did you just say a swear word?
That's a disciplined man, Aaron. That's a disciplined man.
Oh, very disciplined. So you know what? It's kind of a turn on that he doesn't say bad words
right.
for me. So. Well, we love seeing celebs in similar looks because it gives us the chance to play Who Wore It Better? Let's start with Bachelor star Hannah Ann and Nina Dobrev in the matching tie-dye sets. Who
Ooh,
wore it better?
Cute.
I'm going Nina.
I'm going to go the brighter version. Hannah Ann. I like the little mid top. That's fun. It's the right time of the year to be wearing a mid top. The full top, too hot.
Hannah Ann does look cute, but I always got to go with my Nina. So I'm going to go with Nina.
All right, we're going Nina. All right, next we have Arielle Winter, Ashley Greene, and Elle Fanning, all in floral dresses. Take your pick.
Oh, I'm going to go with Ashley Greene. I like hers.
You just
You
know what? I don't mind Elle Fanning. I think that's not, look, I don't really like any of them, to be honest. They're not my style, any of them.
I like Arielle's. Why do you guys like the ones that you like?
I'm not really a fan. This dress is very particular to pull off because it can look very much like I put on my house coat to go take out the trash.
Kendall Jenner and Tracee Ellis Ross chose the same top in different colors. Ooh, Tracee all
Tracee
the way.
Tracee killed it.
Yeah. I can't even tell this is the same shirt, honestly.
Oh my gosh.
No, I think Kendall's because we can see also the leather pant option. Which is a high risk, especially at this time of the year. When you start sweating leather pants, I know from experience, it's not good.
No, Tracee's curves are just killing it. It's just hitting all the right places. I want this outfit. This is cute.
Okay, two of our favorite pregnant ladies, Sophie Turner and Aniko Hart, are both keeping it comfy in fuzzy slippers.
Oh, ooh. Aniko killed this look.
Wow. You know what? She is really taking comfort to the next level.
Yeah, she
Once again, do I have to choose? This is just such a bad option out in public. I prefer an UGG. You know, it's more defined. But if I had to go with one, then I'd probably go with the bunny ears on Sophie. I think it's kind of cute.
I'm not
fun.
A fan of the bunny ears.
Yeah, well, I feel like
I'm
going
to go with Aniko.
Sophie's look like house shoes, but Aniko's actually wearing like their slides made for outside. Like, I'm not wearing
like
my house.
Yeah, they have like a sole.
They got the rubber sole for the wet weather. Mm-hmm. I see what you're saying there, Nina. Good pickup.
How about these cheetah prints on Emma Roberts and Tyra Banks? Oh.
Yes. See, I like this.
Emma Roberts, maybe? I'm going to go Emma Roberts.
I'm going to
go Emma Roberts as well. What?
Yeah.
I love a jungle print. I think jungle print all the way. I really like it.
I get it. Like, I'm going to say this. They both look a little crazy to me, but it's quarantine, honey. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you catch pictures of me out in quarantine, it's going to look a lot worse than this. So I'm going to give it to Tyra because she did what she had to do. But don't take the pictures of me during this quarantine. You're going to get your feelings hurt.
Oh. Coming up, our buddy Victor Cruz joins us, and he's talking about his Titan Games experience and his emotional tequila toast with The Rock.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Season 2 of NBC's The Titan Games is back and better than ever. And E's own Victor Cruz got to visit the show's all-new set before the coronavirus pandemic began. And he's here now to tell us all about it. What's up, Victor?
What's up, Aaron? How you doing? I had so much fun being on set with The Rock. It was so cool. Obviously, you know, being able to talk to him and being a competitor as well and just being all over the place with Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I mean, you guys got to take a look at how it went down.
Welcome to the Titan Games.
All right, so I'm here with Dwayne Johnson here on the set of Titan Games, gearing up for season 2. What are you most excited about for season 2?
I'm excited about our new format in season 2, best 2 out of 3, because before, what we found was we would have the audience invested in our competitors and our athletes when they came on set. They would compete, and then if they lost, they were gone.
Yeah.
So one and done. So now we have the best 2 out of 3, and we also have the inclusion of celebrity titans.
Like a UFC champion, a 10-time NFL Pro Bowler, and a top-ranked ninja warrior and fearless stuntwoman.
You got world-class athletes that are a part of this program. What was the selection process in finding these athletes?
We have our own Titan Games Combine, where we set up all these drills and strength tests and cardio tests, and we'd run them through the gauntlet.
Yeah.
And much like the NFL Combine, too, not only do we run them through the physical gauntlet, but we also want to make sure that they're good people.
Amazing. Now I want to switch gears a little bit and talk about your workout regimen. I know you're a busy guy. How do you find the time to get your workouts in?
You've got to make the time. And I get it, we're busy. Life is a nonstop treadmill and you're just going and going and going. So I find that you got to compartmentalize your day. We all have kids, we have babies, we have relationships, we have work, we're doing everything that we can do. The training is the only time for me during the day that I could block out all the noise.
It definitely changes my day. Now I have an 8-year-old daughter. And I consider myself a girl dad. You also have a daughter, Simone, who is just training to become a WWE superstar.
Yes.
What's your advice to her?
She is training right now to be the WWE's first fourth generation athlete.
Wow.
And I tell her that, you know, there's a legacy and there's a family name that you have to wear and uphold proudly, but you're gonna create your own path. You're gonna be your own person. You gotta be your own authentic, true self. I'm really proud of her and she's ready to put in the work, man.
Well, Dwayne, thank you for your time.
Always a pleasure.
Always.
Always.
Thank you.
Thank you, brother.
That was epic. Oh, my gosh. You got to live that.
Incredible.
Not only did you get to visit the set, but you also got to be a celebrity titan this season. What was that like?
You know, I work out pretty well. I make sure I'm on top of my game. I'm always staying in shape. But this was a whole different thing.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, how badly was your body hurting after it?
Scale of 1 to 10, 10 being, you know, hurting very, very badly, I'm going to say an 11.
Oh, my gosh. And you also got to talk to The Rock about his brand new tequila brand.
Yeah, I got to sit down with him and talk to him about his brand, Terramana. He gave me the backstory and the meaning of everything. And we even got to share a pretty special moment with our dad, about our dad.
I think we share something in common is where I lost my dad when I was 20 years old. So it's only right we have a toast for our dads.
You know what? I love it.
Let's do it.
I love it. You know, and I lost my dad, too, this year.
There we go. I'm sorry
2020.
For your loss. Yes.
Likewise.
Absolutely.
To our dads.
To our dads.
Love you, brother. Cheers.
That was really awesome, Victor. And we should mention E and NBC are both part of the NBC Universal family. And don't forget to check out the Titan Games airing Mondays on NBC. All right, guys. We'll see you tomorrow.